Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. It's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. Actor Michael Imperioli is going to phone the program. Got a podcast about The Sopranos. He was, of course, in The Sopranos. He was Chris. And we also got J.R. Brow, comedian buddy of ours, J.R. Brow, who performs here and in Wichita a lot, too. He's a loony bin regular. J.R. Brown. And Mark, Nick's dad's going to phone the program, see how he's handling this. And Craig's here.
Good morning.
How you doing?
It was on this date in 1865.
Civil War.
You might remember where you were when President Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth at Washington's Ford Theater.
That was today, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Well, you do hear he was kind of an asshat.
Yeah.
That is what you hear.
Yeah. Oh, here. That's actually in the song, yeah.
Yeah. That is in the song.
That is in the song.
I don't think that part's in any of the
song.
Movies, though, is it?
What?
The end of Lincoln.
Maryland, my Maryland, she is not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Huzzah, she burns the northern scum. She burns, she'll come.
And Lincoln's an asshat.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, I saw the movie Lincoln. I don't think they address his assassination.
No.
Yeah, the one with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't think it's in the one where he's a vampire hunter either.
I don't think
really?
So either.
No. Huh. I didn't see the I heard the Daniel Lewis one was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I heard the vampire one.
Do they go
all
up
right.
until they so they it ends before he gets shot?
I think it ends before they start the Civil War.
Oh, that's where it's before it starts. Okay.
If I recall.
It's a lead up to the Civil War. Got it.
I don't have very good recollection though. No. I don't absorb a lot of things.
Lincoln saved the Union, by the way. You know, by beating the Confederates.
Losers, in other words.
Well.
Yeah, those guys.
Those aggressors.
Yeah. Northern aggressors.
Northern aggressors.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Sorry.
That would be a great team nickname.
The Northern aggressors.
Yeah, you know, because some
or
of them.
Or just the aggressors.
Yeah, right. The aggressors would be good. Short for the aggressors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Northern aggressors.
Right.
Yeah, but when the aggressors are on defense, are they really aggressors?
Yeah,
well, yeah, sure.
Play aggressive defense
and aggressive offense. Mm-hmm. You could be aggressive on both sides of the ball. Yeah, somebody's going to have to get rid of their Native American nickname, and then they can become the Northern aggressors.
Have you been keeping up on Brockmire?
No, I'm not. No.
I just saw the first two.
The newest one is they get one, some Indian reservation to buy into buy a team.
Yeah.
And it's they buy the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, really? Okay.
And they rename them the Cleveland Colonizers.
Oh, I love that.
And it's like a big logo of a blood-soaked machete underneath
man.
The name.
Excellent.
Yeah, Brock Myers.
Yeah, we're laughing about that.
He's the commissioner of baseball.
Yeah, I knew the story. I knew the storyline.
He's shaking up the league.
Yeah.
And Amanda Peet's back in the picture now, too. So they figured since the owners really don't want to do anything except make money, they would start selling off teams.
Got it.
Get people to sell their teams off. And the first one to buy a team were...
I like her.
The casinos.
Yeah.
Amanda Peet.
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, she's great.
She's a great actress, yeah. And that works out for her the whole bit.
I've loved her since the whole nine yards.
Yeah, because she's naked in that.
And holding a gun.
Mm-hmm.
We ran across a story from the BBC. We're seeing fake news about this coronavirus pandemic. Maybe it's what caused the outbreak or how you can prevent becoming ill, any number of things. One poll by YouGov and The Economist in March found that 13% of us believe that this crisis is a hoax.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, it's lower than I figured it would be.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but 49% of us believe that the epidemic might be man-made.
I love the poorly educated.
It seems like many even well-educated people are falling for this kind of false information. Psychologists are studying this. This is what they have found so far.
That if you tell somebody something enough times...
I told Craig off the air there was a...
It'll inch into their brain.
...post yesterday. Somebody on Facebook said, I'd rather be a conspiracy theorist than somebody's just a sheep. Thinking, oh, we're in trouble. We are so in trouble. A conspiracy. Even in the line he says conspiracy, which means...
Yeah.
All right.
And Todd, yes, that is one of the things. That is one of the tricks that people have used for years,
mm-hmm.
is just keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, and people eventually believe it.
We've been seeing that for 3 years, right? And now it's just come to roost.
That is just one of the things. Also, and here's the trouble that we have seen, at least in other people, not in ourselves, of course,
right.
but we see this in other people. We often rely on our intuition to decide whether something is accurate.
God, I try not to do that. Not when it comes to science and doctors. I really do listen to Dr. Mean and Dr. Ed and Dr. Ian. I mean, because they don't...
Well, and again...
And two of those people we know pretty well, personally.
The message that they're putting out is, we don't know. We don't have all the answers.
That, it's dangerous.
People that actually make the fake news, people who know that they are putting false information out there...
Yeah.
Know how to make their message feel like it's truth.
Right.
So we quit thinking. We quit thinking about it. We don't check for a source now because these people have made their argument sound truthful. And our intuition says, well, that sounds right. And we just let it go. We quit thinking. We don't check for a source. They say it is said that when thoughts flow smoothly, well, this means this, people just kind of nod along and accept it. At the Australian National University, they found that the simple presence of an image alongside a statement increases our trust.
Yeah.
In that information.
A good meme.
Just an image next to something. For instance, a generic image of a virus beside someone talking about a new treatment is no proof of the statement itself. But it does help us visualize the general scenario. We can easily take that as a sign that the claim is true. We're just humans. This is how we are manipulated as humans.
And it can happen to smart people, too.
It does happen to smart people. Happens all the time. They say the misinformation will include just enough familiar facts or figures, like mentioning the name of a recognized medical body like the World Health Organization to make the lie within feel more convincing. Even, and we this was already mentioned, the simple repetition of a statement can increase feelings of familiarity. And so we exchange familiarity for accuracy. The more often we see something in our news feed, the more likely we are to think that it is true, even if originally we thought, well, that doesn't sound right. But we see it more and more and more, and eventually, as humans, we start to buy into it.
Unfortunately, there are facts, too. People are dying when it comes to this to current day.
I mean, well, that's one of the things.
That's a fact. I mean, people are dying.
But I think in the piece that you have there, Craig, there was something called the cognitive reflection test. It's a therapy thing. It's it's how you employ.
Well, let's get into that.
Okay.
Let me get into that.
Chewing into the weeds?
For instance.
No, no.
All right.
For instance. No. So what people also do is share stuff on social media without thinking of whether it is true. They did a test. No yeah. Way. Yeah, they did a test, and they figured out, and, you know, they put some false statements in there and some true statements in there, and people picked out the false statements, or I'm sorry, people missed the false statements, the fake news, 25% of the time. But it was shared 35% of, or but they would have shared it 35% of the time. So the people that are sharing this stuff, seeing this stuff, say the way they get around it in their own heads is, yeah, you know, I don't know if this is true, but here, decide for yourself.
Yeah, that's what
and they put it out there.
Yeah, that's what drives me crazy. I'll see people do that. They'll say, that's why I try to look at their page to find out where they're coming from, because some people share the fake stuff as a joke with no comments. Like, look at this, is out there. Well, then all that means it's now you're just.
Right.
People are believing that.
You're not helping.
That's someone seeing it again.
I never do that. I never share stuff that just, look what this is out there. Because
here's the trouble.
That just adds to the...
Some people have a different reason for doing this. Yeah. Some people have different motivations. Social media does not incentivize truth. It incentivizes engagement. People will share false information just to get some engagement. So... and they just want a strong response. Consider the following question. Emily's father has three daughters.
They hot?
The first two are named April and May. What's the third daughter's name?
Emily.
There you go.
That's the question.
You have intuition.
Yeah.
A lot of people would just go, even smart people would automatically just,
out of
reflex.
That's an old, I've seen that.
That wasn't to get you.
I know.
That was only a point that they make.
Got it. All right.
To come to the solution of Emily, you have to pause.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think. You have to override an initial gut response. This is a test of someone's tendency, not ability, but their tendency to think things through and not just go with initial intuition. Some people are naturally better at overriding this than others.
You're right, because some people put stuff up on Facebook.
So it's like when you pet their head and you go, oh, you're dumb.
As maybe food for thought.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they put it up there just to see how many likes they get. Just to get a reaction.
And one I really hate is when there's a guy out there that seems like he's fairly smart, will put stuff out and say, I just want to see what you, hey, go ahead, fight. Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Yeah, that's what people just
looking
for.
You're the worst,
man. That's just someone looking for a strong response.
I mean, you're worse than the people that actually believe that by throwing it out there on your page when you know it's not true.
And the people who are the worst at it are the ones who bitch about the media.
Yeah.
When, in fact, I think they don't even look at what the lamestream media is. No. They get their news from me.
They're buddies, right? They're buddies. Yeah.
And they're just as irresponsible for putting that stuff out there.
More irresponsible.
Right. Nobody checks sources anymore.
There's one guy a couple weeks ago that... basically said, I mean, list about eight organizations that are all reputable news places and said they're all fake, except for one. He didn't list Fox, obviously. And I'm thinking, so he gets, that guy's a lost cause. He thinks everything is fake. Everybody's lying to him. CBS, NBC, all of them. Everybody's lying to him.
So many people, even the intelligent and educated, have these tendencies to accept misinformation at face value. So this is what we have to do.
I love the poorly educated.
When it comes to our own online behavior, think a bit more about its factual basis before you pass it on. Is it based on hearsay or is it based on hard scientific evidence? Look into it. Read the article more carefully. Can you trace it back to the original source? How does it compare to the existing data? Is the author relying on common logical fallacies to make their case?
See, Craig's not on social media. None of this exists, man. None of it exists.
That's why we have to tell people to do it.
I know. If you talk one person into it, good for you, but it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I read the beginning of that piece, and it talked about the AIDS crisis.
Yep.
HIV was created in a government laboratory.
Right.
It could be treated with goat's milk.
Yep.
The same crap goes around.
Yep.
It's never going to go away.
Nope.
We can just hope that people will think twice.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
One of the stories that I keep seeing that annoys me, that I'm sure a lot of people just love.
That's so unlike you. Yeah. Annoyed by something that everybody loves.
Yeah. Out of Seminole, Pennsylvania.
No, 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 no.
93-year-old woman.
Where's Seminole?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I didn't look into that.
All right.
93-year-old woman. Olive Veronese.
Nobody names your kids Olive anymore.
I know of a dog named Olive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know
Steeler
that dog.
Fan. Seminole Steeler fan.
Got it.
North and east of Pittsburgh. Near Punxsutawney.
Oh, okay.
Oh. 93-year-old woman. There is a picture of this that went viral. 93-year-old woman holds up a sign that says she needs more beer.
Out from her house, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think I saw the same.
Yeah, she's like on the inside of the window.
She's standing right by the window.
Yeah, holds up a sign, smiling. She needs more beer, and she's holding up a can of Coors Light.
So she got, what, did Coors Light donate a bunch of
beer? Oh, yeah, they did. Good. They did.
So I mean,
I'm annoyed by that story, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah, well, and here's why. Tell me why.
In this day and age, we should smile at something, Craig.
Okay. She didn't write that note.
Oh, who
if
did?
If you look at that note, it is written by a much younger person than a 93-year-old.
How can you tell?
Yeah. It's just too nice.
Okay.
Do you think like her grandson did it?
Did she ask someone to make the note?
I think her granddaughter.
Well, either one. Somebody wants a lot of Coors Light.
Yeah.
Or do you think someone from Coors did that so they could get their name in the news?
They'd probably get more crap
I
for
think
that.
It's her granddaughter.
Okay.
Probably somebody younger in the house, right?
So if yeah, I do. I mean, if you look at the sign, there's something about the way it is written, the font, if you will, even though it's handwritten.
You know, that
makes me think it was written by a younger person.
I think you hold.
And this is all just a joke, and it's gone viral, and it's funny and whatnot.
See, they screwed up there.
It annoys me.
Granddaughter should have held a gun to grandma's head and had it write it herself.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah, that's much better.
When you take somebody hostage, they have to write it themselves. You know they have to write it themselves.
That's right.
To prove it. So the granddaughter screwed that up.
You don't know that grandma wasn't still behind the note.
Well, she ain't pounding. At 93, she's not pounding a bunch of Coors Lights.
Oh, the follow-up picture was her with a stack of the Coors Light on the front porch, and she was knocking one back.
No, yeah, one back. Right.
It looks like one of those memes where you can write whatever the hell you want on that blank piece of paper.
Well, you can tell those are fake.
Yeah, but I think this is just someone else that wrote it for her.
Interesting theory.
I don't know why that struck me almost immediately.
You're the granddaughter, and you need some Coors Light for free. Why not?
Yeah, they got...
By the way, the town knows if the grandmother did, if the granddaughter did that.
They got 10, 15 packs out of the deal.
Whoa.
From Coors.
That's nice.
According to TMZ.
That'll hold them for a while.
Week.
Yeah, not if grandma's the one that wrote the note.
Yeah, grandma's hammered.
Great-grandma's hammered the 93-year-old.
She's wasted. I see what you mean. That could bug me, that story,
what
too.
What else does grandma have to do but knock back Coors Lights all day?
Well, what do most of us have to do besides knock back Coors Lights
she's 93. She really doesn't have anything else to do. Let
her
have her Coors Light.
Do you think Coors Light would not have responded had the granddaughter held that note up?
No.
I mean, it's probably more effective that grandma
It's much more effective when grandma does it.
I mean, the granddaughter's probably 45.
How do you know it's a granddaughter?
I'm guessing.
Okay.
It's just a younger person, and I'm guessing it was a granddaughter. And I think it was a female, and so I'm going with granddaughter because the 93-year-old.
The writing looked too good for it to be a dude, you mean?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
it looked too good to be
a guy. It looked too good to be done by a 93-year-old.
Got it.
How long?
And I don't think it was done by a 60-year-old either, so I got to go less than that. I'm going with granddaughter.
So you think her arm would just have tailed off at the end?
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's much too perfect. Take a look at it.
I will look at it. It's much too perfect.
Well,
post it, puss. I haven't seen it
yet. It'd be just a matter of time. Yeah. Like that Natty Light guy from Iowa before the media digs up some dirt on her.
You know, my handwriting might look like a 93-year-old, too.
Right, exactly. And so, that wouldn't go viral.
No.
Here's
right.
the real story of the woman begging for Coors Light.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then everybody hates on her.
Right. Grandpa disappeared like, a couple of years ago. Maybe we should check the backyard. This is going to be the worst thing that happened to her.
You're right. She killed Grandpa.
She's going to be
because he drank all her Coors Light.
For the murderer that she is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.